Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. Kaivrei Hameis Shehi Oivim Bachsadra. If you have people who are on the way to bury a corpse, and they're passing through a promenade, which is a covered walkway, and the covered walkway at one end goes into a house. So the question now is, does the Tumah automatically go into the house since it follows underneath the covering of the walkway? So the Mishnah continues, V'higif Echad Mehem Esadels, one of them closed the door that goes into the house before they brought the mace under this promenade, under this walkway. And the reason was that they didn't want the tumah to go into the house. Usamachai b'mafteach, and he also supported the door with a key, or it means not an actual key for a lock like we have today, but it means something which would actually keep the door and hold it shut. Im yachal adelas lamed b'fnei atzmai, if the door would have been able to stay closed by itself and stayed in the upright position without any support, tahar, then it is everything in the house is tahar, because the door would make a chatzitza, would make a partition before to prevent the tumah from entering the house. V'yamlav, and if not, that the door would not be able to stand by itself and you needed the mafteach, that support to keep it up, then tameh, that which is in the house is tameh. And the reason is, like we said earlier, because anything that's supported either by a person or by a kli, since they are mekabel tumah, they cannot assist in being chotzeitz b'fnei tumah and making a break in front of the tumah. Since this door is being supported by a mafteach, which is mekabel tumah, therefore the tumah would go through that door into the house. V'chein chavish shel gregoris akupa shel tevin she'nesunas bechalim. Same thing applies. If you have an opening of a tefach between two rooms, one room has a mace and one room has kalim, which right now we don't want to become tummy. So we don't want the tummah to travel through this window, which is a tefach by a tefach. Now, we're talking about food here. Now, as we learned earlier, food normally would be mekabel tummah, and therefore it cannot be a chatzitza in front of tummah. However, here we're talking about food that is rotten, and therefore a person, it's not roi frachil, it's not roi to be eaten. So im yuchil na gregoris v'atevin lamed b'fnei atzman, if the box of figs or hay can stand by itself without the barrel or the box that it's in, meaning if just the very food itself could have stood there, tahirin, everything in the house would be tahar, because they would create a chatzitza before the tumah. V'yimlav, but if they need the kli to stand, then again, we have a situation of a mechitza which is being held up by a kli, which is mekabel tumah. Tamein, everything in the house will be tamei, because these rotten figs or straw cannot be a chatzitza in front of tumah. The Mefarshim point out that we're talking about where the barrel with a chavis, which is holding it, is made out of cheres, it's made out of earthenware, and its opening is towards the room that has the tumah, because in that case, we'll say that the chavis itself cannot be a chatzitza in front of the tumah. But if it's the exterior side of the chavis which is facing the tumah, then the chavis itself would become tameh, would not become tameh, because kli cheres, an earthenware kli, is not mekabel tumah migavai from the back. If a house that you split the house in half with a wall, and this wall was made up of jugs or pitchers, and they're lying sideways, and one side of this wall was covered with a cement or with a pitch or a lime in order to give it to support. So if that pitch or lime or cement could stand by itself without the pitchers, tahar, then what's on the other side of the wall will be tahar, because that cement itself will be a chatzitza of yom lav. But if that cement cannot stand by itself, tamei, everything else in the other side will be tamei, since it's being supported by the kankanim, by the pitchers. And the kankanim themselves cannot be a chatzitza, because we're talking about where they are, their opening is facing where the tumah is, and therefore they themselves become tamei, and a kli that is tamei cannot be a chatzitza. Mishnah Gimel. Kaisel HaMishamish is a bias. If you have a wall that functions as an exterior wall to a house, so it's the exterior wall to the house, but it's also serving as a wall around the yard. Yidain Lemechza l'mechza. It should be judged half by half, meaning the half of the wall which is towards the house should be considered like it's inside the house, and the half of the wall, the exterior half, should be considered outside the house. Ketzad. How does this work? Kaisel shula avir, the part of the wall which is facing outside, so it's not serving, it's just, it's merely facing the outside, the exterior, so there's no roof over it, it's exposed. V'atumah b'saychay, and there's tumah inside the wall, the outside half of the wall. And we're talking about tumah, which was stuck into the wall, into a place which does not have a tefach by a tefach. So, in this case, mechetzer b'lefnim, if the tumah is on the inside of the wall towards the house, habay is tumah, everything in the house will become tumah, because we consider that part of the house, that part of the wall inside the house. And the tumah does not have a pesach tefach, so it goes, pierces into the house. Well, I made lamala on how if someone's standing on that top half, on top of that half of the wall, even if he's exactly opposite where the tumah is, tahar is going to be tahar, even though it does not have a pesach tefach on top of it, because once we're assuming that we look at the tumah as if it's inside of the house, inside of the house there is a pesach tefach. Whereas mechetzer v'lachutz, if the tumah is on the outside of the wall, the outside half of the wall, habayis tahar, the bayis will be tahar, because we don't consider it as if it's inside the house. V'hoi made milmalon, and whoever's standing on top of the outside half of the wall, tameh, he will be tameh, because since the tumah does not have a peseach tefach, it's tumah ritzutza, and the tumah goes up, straight up, all the way to shemayim. Mechza lemechza, what if the tumah is half inside, on the inner half of the wall, and half on the outer half of the wall, meaning it's exactly in the midsection of the wall? In that case, Tanakama says, habayis tameh, the house becomes tameh, because we assume that we consider the entire tumah as if it's in the house, even if it's less than a kezias on the inside half of the wall. But nevertheless, we dan l'chumra, we judge it more stringently, as if the entire tumah is on the inner half of the wall, and therefore, v'ha'imed milmalon, if someone is standing on top of the wall, Reb Meir metame. Reb Meir says he's tame, because Reb Meir says, yes, we consider the house tame, but yes, we also consider it as if it's on the outside. Meaning we consider, we grab the stick at both ends. We'll be machmir to assume it's in the house. We're also going to be machmir to assume it's in the wall. Therefore, he's going to be metame because of tumah ritzutza v'chachamim. Metame, but the chachamim say, like we just said earlier, that since the tumah is in the house, therefore it's not going to be tumah ritzutza. Rabbi Huda says, kol ha'kais alabayis, the entire wall has a status of inside the house, even if tumah is only on the outside half of the wall. Nevertheless, we look at it if it's inside the house, and therefore, if someone is on top of the wall, he will be tahar, no matter what.